מוריי ורבותיי, we stay in the beginning of the 3 weeks, and the Rambam teach us, in הלכות תשובה עם פרק A, יש ימים שכל ישראל מתענים בהם, we have special days, אותו לעם ישראל fast, מפני הצרות שירו בהם, כדי לעורר הלבבות ולפתוח דרכי התשובה. The purpose of the fast is to wake us up, and to stay in the way of tshuva. In Shivasa Betamuz will take place today. The Mishnah teach us what happened in this day. First, ishtabu haluchot, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablet. Butala tamid, korban tamid, no more. Saraf apostemos et haTorah. Ha'amidu tzelem ba'echal. And ובקיעה העיר. What is interesting, one of the things what happened in 17 בתמוז, בטל התמיד. In סליחות, what he says this morning, we say, כי ב-17 בתמוז, בטלו עולב הזבח. ב-17 בתמוז, is not only קורבן תמיד, no more exist, all the other type of korbanot, exactly same. No more korbanot in Besamigdash. Is if the Mishnah decide to put the focus specifically of korban tamid, obviously, korban tamid, what happened this day, is not only this specifically korban. Korban tamid represent big concept. What happened in this day? And this concept including in the word butala tamid. My first question is, what korban tamid represent, what the Mishnah decide to mention this step in this day of 17 Tammuz, when we know all the rest, all the other korbanot also stop. Is what is special about korban tamid, what korban tamid represent, more for many other korbanot, but the Mishnah mentions specifically korban tamid. Moreover, we have famous chazal in the introduction of En Yaakov, the explanation of all the agadetot in Jishas. The Midrash says follow. Great rabbis try to understand what is a big lesson in the Torah? Klal gadol b'Torah. Is ben anah say, ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. We know this. By other name, Rabbi Akiva say, ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Ben Zoma, the Rabbi of Rabbi Akiva say, we have klal bigger from ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shimon ben Pazi say we have something above Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Et ha-keves ha-echad ta'aseh ba-boker, ve-et ha-keves ha-sheni ta'aseh ben ha-arbaim. And my second question is, how we explain this conversation between great Baalei HaMesoira, great Gdol Yisrael, what is klal gadol b'Torah? What is the real pillar? What hold all the rest of the mitzvahs? Ve'avt le'racha kamocha, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, o et ha-keves ha-echad ta'aseh ba-boker, et ha-keves ha-sheni ta'aseh b'na-arbaim. So these two questions, Siyata Dishmaya, we will try to explain the essence of this day, and when we take this aspect, is not only relevant to the 3 weeks, is relevant to all our life, is relevant to all the year, year after year. And we walk step by step, and Besiyata Dishmaya, we will see something pilei plain, unbelievable. Again, short and clear. When the Mishnah decided to teach us what happened in Shiva Asar Tammuz, Korban HaTamid no more exists. When we know all the Korbanot stop in this day, and if the Mishnah decided to mention Korban Tamid, obviously this big concept, what we need to understand, what Chazal really want to teach us through Korban HaTamid, more for many other Korbanot would also stop in this day. And question number two, how we explain the debate between Gdol Israel, what is Klal Gadol Batorah? Ve'avt le'racha kamocha, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, o et ha'keves ha'echad ta'aseh ba'boker, et ha'keves ha'sheni ta'aseh ben ha'arba'im. To explain, obviously, one aspect in Divrei Chazal, we'll start in this way. We have Gemara in end of Masechet Kritut in Daf Kaf Chet Amud Bet. The end of the Gemara bring very interesting conversation between Yanai HaMelech, what come, would stay king in time of Bet Hashmonai, and his wife, what type of meat is unique and special? Lamb or goat? Gdi or keves? And they decide the way to get the right answer to ask is Sochar. Ish Kfar Barkai, he lived in this place, and he was the Kohen Gadol. Eat different type of meat through his avodah in Bet HaMikdash. He for sure can give the right answer. What type of meat is better from the other? Goat or lamb? And he say to them, clearly, lamb is much better. Why? Because the Torah come and tell us. Et ha-keves ha-echad ta'aseh ba-boker, et ha-keves ha-sheni ta'aseh ben ha-arba'im. If goat, the meat, what comes from the goat, is better, the Torah need to tell us, et ha-gdi ha-echad ta'aseh ba-boker, et ha-gdi ha-sheni ta'aseh ben ha-arba'im. And if the Torah come and tell us to bring lamb in the morning, lamb in the afternoon, is mean the meat of the lamb is much better. What kind of conversation is? What kind of answer Yisrael Kohen Gadol gives them to Yanai HaMelech and his wife? Torah is, and Chazal is not stories. Every story in Chazal have aspect what relevant to us. If this is part of Torah Shebaal Peh, it means this is also way what we can raise ourselves. And every time the challenge is to try to find how different type of stories relevant for us in our daily life. It's one aspect in this conversation between Yanai HaMelech and his wife and the decision of Yisachar Kohen Gadol, meat of lamb is better from the meat of goat, is follow. We have other Gemara in Bchorot in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara come and tell us when goat come out from the room of his mom, what comes first? The ear. You have big ear and the beginning of the process to delivery the goat outside, what we see part of his ear. Lamb have normal ears, and what come out first, and we can see, is the lips. The Gemara teach us this about the halacha, if you want to make Peter Rechem Baal Mum before he born. This belongs to the Kohen, but not have the Gdusha of Peter Rechem, of the first animal that come out. Is how we can make the goat Baal Mum, because his ear come first, we make some oil in his ear before all the face come outside. Is Baal Mum, when he come Baal Mum, we give this to the Kohen, but not at Gdushat Bechor. And by lamb, what comes first? The lips. We make some b'gam in the lips, and it's not more kadosh, peter rechem, we give it to the kohen, but it's not have kedushat b'chor. What really the Gemara want to teach us? When goat come out, what come out first when the goat come out from the room? The ear. It means goat represent nishma. Lamb represent dibur, to talk, to speak. The lips, with the lips, we speak, we talk. And the pure dibur, and the high level of dibur, what every one of us have one time in all our history, what we raise this level of dibur, of talk, and the high level is when we ready to get the Torah, the pasuk say, "Vayanu kol ha'am yachdav, vayomru kol asher diber Hashem nase." Dibur, to talk and to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what you want, this is what you're going to do. No question. Before we know what you really want, we announce what you will say, we'll do. Nishma is mean, okay, I listen, give me to sing about this, I give you answer later. It mean, Nishma represent, I listen, and I will decide if I like or don't like, if I want or I don't want. But Dibur in pure and high level is Kol Asher Dibur Hashem Nase. Before I know what he really wants for me. In other end, what the goat represent? Nishma. What lamb represent? Nase. Yana Yamelech and his wife have argument about what is more important, to listen or to talk. What is more important, to listen first or to speak first? And Issachar Kohen Gadol gives them answer. Definitely, lamb is more important from the goat. Goat represent nishma. Lamb, what represent dibur, because the lips come first, represent nase. Nase come before nishma. And this is what the answer, et hakeves ha'echad ta'aseh baboker, et hakeves ha'sheni ta'aseh ben ha'arbaim. The nase, before we know what we need to do, we only announce we're going to do what you ask from us, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is bigger in other stage from Nishma. Now, we understand what Chazal teach us, what is Klal Gadol Batorah. Big lesson in the Torah. This is the base. This is the foundation. Above this, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What represents Yichud Hashem. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings everything. He decides everything. We get everything from Hashem. Above this, את הכבס האחד, תעשה בבוקר. Above, שמה, is נעשה. את הכבס האחד, תעשה בבוקר, את הכבס השני, תעשה בין הארבעים. This is כלל גדול, this is lesson bigger from the lesson of שמה ישראל השם אלוקינו, השם אחד. When we arrive in our Sinai, and we say, כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה, ונשמע, we put ourselves, we stay in standard of life for good forever. What we say in Shir Shel Yom, אני אמרתי אלוקים אתם. קדוש ברוך הוא give us opportunity to have life for good forever. Same what Adam הראשון have in the beginning after God created him. We destroyed the luchas. Why? Because we make the God calf. אכן כאדם תומתון. קם חזל נאו את אלזס. אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל. איבדתם את הנאסה. We lose the נאסה because we make the golden calf, זה עגל. תיזהרו, תשמרו את הנשמה. Keep the נשמה. And the concept of the נשמה is to understand everything come from הקדוש ברוך הוא, ייחוד השם. Everything come from Hashem. Hashem decide everything. And everything what he give, we know who give us. הקדוש ברוך הוא. Moreover, חזל קם say to us something so beautifully. In פרשת עקב, we find the Torah review all the event of Kabbalah Satayre. The Torah review all this event. Immediately after, זה תורה קם את טלס, שמה ישראל השם אלוקינו השם איכות, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך בכל לבבך, בכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך. קם זה מדרש רבן אסק, what's the connection between all the details what happened in קבלת התורה, what immediately after is פרשה פתוחה, immediately after is, שמה ישראל, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך. אז קם חזל, אין טלס, עניין קודשימויני, עם פרשת ואת חנן, משל, לחכם שהיה לו בן special person Epson, what every single day he give him two meals to eat in the morning in the evening. Through the years the son come very poor and he not have the way how to continue to serve his father with breakfast and dinner. His father say to him, בני, יודע אני שאין בך כוח לאותן בית סעודות שהיית מביא לי. I know, the life change, you not have way to bring with this two meal, morning and evening. איני מבקש ממך אלא, I still ask you, one request I have for you. Twice a day I speak in the Midrash, twice a day I speak in the Knesset, come listen to me. Come listen to me. And this is, will come for me, sweet and great, same with the food, which you give me in the past, morning and evening. Exactly same, Kadosh Baruch Hu come and tell us, in the past, we give him twice a day to eat, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. את הכבש האחד תעשה בבוקר, את הכבש השני תעשה בין הארבעים. We lose this opportunity. We come poor after we make the golden calf. Come הקדוש ברוך הוא and say, I know you cannot bring me now this to meal, but please come to listen to me twice a day. Walk in Bet Midrash, walk in Batei Knesiot. What does it mean to listen? Say to me, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we listen. We listen to your voice in any situation in life. This is what Chazal so beautifully come and teach us. It's for sure Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is a big lesson. But above this is את הכבש האחד תעשה בבוקר, את הכבש השני תעשה בין ארבעים, but we miss this opportunity. זה הקדוש ברוך הוא say, please, keep what left. Watch this, keep this, שמע ישראל. And in, when we do this in the right way, this can elevate us and bring us back to what we miss when we make the golden calf in שבע עשר בתמוז. The first one, what show us, how he used the level of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, in very high level, was Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu walked with his son, Yitzchok, to sacrifice him, in some place, he said to Ishmael Veliezer, Shvu lachem po, you will stay here, ואני והנער נלכה עד כה, ונשוב עליכם, we will travel a little bit and we will come back. In Hebrew, it's not right to say, ואני והנער נלכה עד כה, אני והנער נלכה עד שם. אני והנער נלכה עד פה, to show with a finger. What kind of language is אני והנער נלכה עד כה? Is Rashi teach us? Abraham Avinu say to his son, come, we see how the promise, what Hashem promised me, כה יהיה זרעך, take place. What is mean? Abraham Avinu, a major question against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't understand, I'm completely confused. You promised me Yitzchak is a future. Keep Yitzchak yikare lecha zara. Now, you said to me to sacrifice him. I don't see any way to answer this question. I see the fire, I see the wood, I see the knife. I don't see anything else. We don't go to sacrifice anyone else except Yitzchak. Listen, my son, you don't have any promise to Hashem. He only asked me to do. It's my problem, it's my dilemma. If you would like to walk with me, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us what we not recognize now, I will feel very happy, very appreciate. Yitzchak say, Abba, give me your hand. V'alchu shneim yachdav. In other hand, when Avraham Avinu say, come, we see how Ko Yezarech will take place. In the moment, what I understand, I not understand, I start to understand. In the moment when I understand, I really not understand. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu have his way about everything. This is a step A, I start to understand. You would like to walk with me with this perspective of life? It's like say, Abba, we walk together. In other hand, when Abraham Avinu say, Nelcha at Ko, this was the way how Abraham Avinu say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We believe in Yichud Hashem. Everything comes from you. You see the picture from other perspective, from other place. But you not anything contradict any part to other. We not understand, but we still trust and continue. And it's so nice how the Baal Tzror Amor say in the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you have 25 letters. Keminyan Ko. הקדוש ברוך הוא many times in the Torah tell us, כה אמר השם. In דברי הנובי ישעיהו, in the beginning of the Pergizan, he say, כה אמר השם. כה אמר השם is mean, the situation now is not clear. You have question, you're a little bit confused, continue. Following after me, everything will come clear. And this, walk to the Akeda, the concept of Shema, Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Come to this word. And it's continued later by life of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu traveled to Egypt to see his son. Erdana ve'ereonu b'terem amut. You want to see him before he got to pass away, before he got to die. Kadosh Baruch Hu say to him, במרות הלילה, אל תירא מרדה מצרימה, don't worry about this, אנוכי ארד עמך, I will walk with you, ואנוכי אהלך גם הלא עיני, I will bring you back, ויוסף ישית ידו על עיניך. And all the ראשון, I'm trying to understand, what does it mean? יוסף put his hand of your eyes. What does it mean? He's some ראשון, he say, בן עזרא ספורנו, he will support you, he will give you everything, as Rishonim say, he will close your eyes when you passed away. But all this is not relevant for Yosef, Lichora. The Mephoshim ask one of each other. Why? For sure he will care about his father. So many years he not have opportunity to mekabed. Av, his mommy cannot honor because he passed away. For sure he will do the best for his father. Every minute, every day. Is what is mean? Yosef Yashit Yadu Alenecha. Yaakov Avinu, when he traveled to Egypt, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, I walk with you and I will bring you back, he stayed with many, many questions. But you don't have any one answer of the questions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I look of my life, Yaakov Avinu say, I never believe I will leave Eretz Israel. Never believe. I will stay for good forever. My mom said to me, to lie my father and to steal the broches. And she said to me, I need to listen because she is my mom and the Torah tell me, kabel et avicha ve et imecha. And I say to my mom, Ima, in same Torah, the Torah also says I'm not allowed to lie. Yes, my son, I say this to you, benevuah, and Navi allowed to tell us not to keep one of mitzvot HaTorah for a short time. This word by word, what I said to you, take place in Orach Haim HaKadosh, what was his yahrzeit last week, Friday, a few days ago. And he listened to his mom. He steals the broches. He cannot stay as I want to kill him. In the way to Lavan, Eliphaz want to kill him. He give him everything what he have. He's come poo-po, similar to dead. He come to Lavan, he give him Leah, and after this Rachel. Lavan later want to kill him. He come back to Eretz Israel. Rachel passed away. All the story with Dinah take place. Yosef disappear. The children say, Abba, he's die. He have so difficult time. All the time. And now he get good news. First time, Abba, Odio Yosef Chai. So excited he want to see before he passed away. In the way to Egypt, Hashem said to him, okay, I will walk with you to Egypt and I will bring you back. I don't understand. Yaakov say to himself, why? I need to go again to Galut. I spent 9 years in the house of Lavan. Avraham Avinu, you bring him back to Eretz Israel? You bring him to Eretz Israel? Why? What stay behind this? You want to know the answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him before he asks the question. One word, Yosef. Yashit yadoa lenecha. All this we find is a Meshech Chochma. He brings this beautiful explanation. In Parshas Vayigash. Yosef yashit yadoa lenecha. In the Pasuk, Anuchi ered imcha v'anuchi alcha. Yosef yashit yadoa lenecha. What is mean? Yaakov Avinu, give me to ask you. You have two options. One, Yosef stay with you in your house. You have all your children. But the tension between Yosef and his brother will come so deep, so big. For sure, after he will pass away, the family will broke completely for good forever. Or, you don't see your son. You feel he passed away. The brother have over 20 years to think about what they do and they in process of tshuva. And Yosef, what he do to his brother, how he sends him back, step by step, the way came up to completely tshuva. And what happened in the end? The brother promised, we will come one family. No question. One family. You have these two options. What you like better? What Yaakov will say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you ask him this question? If I don't see my son over 20 years, not 20, 40 years, but I get promised the family will come together, it's much better. I pick this option. Now you understand. All your questions, what you have all your life, the answer is one word, Yosef. This is the answer. Yosef yashit yado alenecha. When you put the end of your eyes, it means you cannot see anything. Through Yosef, the picture will come clear. And it's so interesting. When Yaakov Avinu arrived to Egypt and Yosef ran and fall off the shoulder of his father, Vayefk, no stam, kind of lot. And what Yaakov Avinu doing this time? Kara kriyat Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In this moment, he get clear picture about all the pieces of his life, about everything what happened to him, and he understand this is the plan, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Avraham Avinu. V'avadum v'inu tam 400 shana, etc., etc., but there will come one nation. Now, Pilei Plaim, we understand when we say what happened in Shiva Asa Betamuz, Mishtabu Aluches, what does it mean? We miss the level of Nase and after this Nishma. In same day, later, what happened? Butala Tamid. Korban Tamid is not only type of Korban, is concept, what represent Nase. את הכבש האחד תעשה בבוקר, את הכבש השני תעשה בנעמן. עולה תמיד העשויה מהר סיני. מוטל התמיד הזמין, in this day we miss, זה נעשה, what בוטל התמיד represent, and הזמין, זה consistency from our Sinai, in this way, stop. And all the rest, tragedies what happened in this day, exactly same. ובקעה העיר, no more wall around ירושלים, is broke, people can walk in and out any place. העמידו צלם באיכל, וסמיגדו, it's a pure place, now some of the purity move because we put statue in Bet HaMikdash. Sarav Apostemos et HaTorah, the Kedusha of Torah bring to this world every Sefer Torah. We miss something. One of the Torah is burned. Is everything what happened in Shiva Asa v'Tammuz, the consistency is broke. Is no more Ola Tamid HaAsuya Mi'ar Sinai. Because we miss, he stop from some time. We miss the Naase. We need through the Nishma, through Shema Israel, to elevate ourselves. And to amor, we understand everything is come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in charge of everything. Everything come from Hashem, this himself, will bring us to Naase. And from this reason, the Gra come and tells us in the Pasuk, Shema, Israel, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad. Shema, the acronym of the word, Shema, Shin, Mem, Ayin, Shlamim, Mincha, Ola. Echad. Aleph, Chet, Daled, Asham, Chatat, and Daled, Lachmei, Toda. Amor, we elevate a little bit the feeling about Yichud Hashem, everything comes from one source. We have one address to everything what we need, everything what we see. This elevates us step by step back to the level what is there before of Naase. But afalpi, we lose the Naase. And the consistency is broke. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, the big statement, שלחתי כדבריך. שלחתי כדבריך. בתשע באב, give knock out completely. Because what happened in תשע באב? נגזר על אבותינו שלא יכנסו לארץ. זה give up ארץ ישראל. זה give up, זה רצון. זה excitement, זה ambition, זה motivation. 17 בתמוז, שבירת הלוחות. We broke the tablet. תשע באב, שבירת הרצון. זה גיבה. Better to stay in the desert with all the miracles what we have, months, love, בער, ענני קומות, etc. ארץ ישראל, have special name, ארץ חמדה. Place what we need to show our ambition, our excitement, our potential. We never scare and worry about what we see, because we know underground we have tremendous potential, and we can elevate everything. And our generation sees this clearly in the last 73 years. What we do with Israel state is unbelievable. Unbelievable. In the moment when we give up Eretz Israel, Shvirat HaRatzon, how we say, ולנפתלי אמר מוישה רבנו בלי השבט נפתלי, נפתלי סבא רצון. How we say in English, סבא רצון, satisfied. You go to restaurant, you're not satisfied. Your stomach satisfied. Satisfied is from the ratzon. Sva ratzon. Now male birkat Hashem. Now you full with birkas Hashem. Potech et yadecha, we say every day, potech et yadecha umazbiya lekol chai ratzon. Not he give us what we want only. He give us the ratzon to believe we can do better. To believe about our potential. Our excitement, our goals, what we can reach. And from this reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, his generation is done. He cannot walk into Eretz Israel. But generation after what walk into Eretz Israel. And later, under tears after, Bet HaMikdash take place, is other opportunity to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show our potential, to, when we see the Shechina in front of our eyes, this can elevate us back to the level what we stayed before. But we give up by Trishon, Avod Ezorah, Gilui Arayot, Shfichus Domim, by Cheney, Sinas Chinam, is destroyed. After Bet HaMikdash destroyed, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berov Rachamav, give us other chance. He not close the door completely. He feel upset. How he said, end of Megillat Eicha, Ki Maos Me'astanu, Katzavta Aleinu Ad Me'od. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel upset, despise us. And the pasuk looks not so nice to finish. Everybody say, Ashiveinu Hashem Lechem Anashu B'chadeh Shemenu Kekedem. But Reish Lakish say, no, no. The high pasuk, the beautiful pasuk in end of Megillas Eicha is, Ki Maos Me'astanu Katzavta Aleinu Ad Me'od. Beautiful pasuk. We need to read this in right tune. Ki Maos Me'astanu Siman Shela Kodesh Baruch Hu, you really despise us? No! You only feel upset. No, I'm sure. Everyone, if you become upset, how long does it take place to come upset about something? Day, 2 days, week, is over. Done. Shalom al Israel. You only feel upset. The door is not closed. Is mean after Beit HaMikdash destroyed? Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the door is still open. Ir Gdola B'Yisrael, Beit Arshma. ובעל אפים ורבבות אבזר הממסי. And they have the potential of מלכוס, of leadership. מלך גדול שם. But we lose this also. Still הקדוש ברוך הוא don't close the door completely. Because בית המקדש destroyed is חורבה. You have חורבה. It's mean we can rebuild. But we know not wake up. Is we plowed all the city of ירושלים, nothing left. And all this happened because we give up the ratzon. In kach, we'll continue. Pilei, pilei, pleim. Few more minutes. Af al pi through the line of korban, tamid. What stop? We miss the opportunity of naase. We make the golden calf. We miss the level of naase. And what connects us to this level is korban tamid. And this line also, stop. Still, every one of us connect to Naseh v'Nishma. How we connect to Naseh l'Nishma is look impossible. No, no, it's possible. The Gemara teaches in Masechet Shabbat Apeichet. When we say Naseh v'Nishma, we get to crown. After this, we make the golden calf, we lose the two crowns. Omar Reish Lakish. עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להחזירם לנו. He will give us this to crown in the end of the days. This is a Gemara. What does Gemara teach us? Look what is mean Chazal. Look what is mean Yekarai Mipninim. What is mean Torah? We have two crown when we say Nasi Manishma. We lose, we make the golden calf. When we make the golden calf, we lose the crown. Kodesh Baruch Hu bring us back. No, listen carefully what the Gemara tells us. Somebody lose something what is very, very important for him. Don't know where he puts this. If his watch, iPhone, iPad, I don't know what. Something what is necessary for him. He look week after week, all the family help him. He feel very upset, very confused. After months too, he give up. What he can do? What he can do? 6 months after, somebody knock on the door and say, Shalom Aleichem, Rabid. This belong to you. He don't need to give him back because it was Yush. He give up. It's nice if you'll give him, but you don't need to give him. Look what the Gemara tells us. We get two crowns when we say Naseh v'Nishma. We make the golden calf in Shiva Asar Betamuz, we lose these two crowns. Omar Reish Lakish, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leachziram Lanu. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us. He will return to us. It means if he will return, we not give up. We not have any yush. How? We not any use from Naseh v'Nishma. We stay so far from Naseh v'Nishma. What does it mean we not have any use? Unbelievable. Chazal tells us, normally somebody go to vacation. week, 2 weeks, months. If a teacher or rabbi has a few months, but regular people have maximum a few weeks, a year, vacation. Months. Israel, Chazal say, not saying, they get break, vacation, 1 year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say, leave your field. Next year, Tavshin Pei Bet, leave your field. Empty. Don't walk in. Take only fruit, vegetable, what you need for yourself. Everybody can walk in. How's it feel? Look after here, what everyone walk in and out. Probably everything is destroyed. And they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this what you want? Is this what I will do? Adahu dichtiv, yesh lecha gibor gadol mizeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Adahu dichtiv, this is what the posuk say, listen to posuk in Tehillim, giborei koach, oseh dvaro, lishmo bekol dvaro. Giborei koach, oseh dvaro, lishmo bekol dvaro. This farmer in the field, he show us, when he decide, Erev Shemitah, if the opportunity, he leaves the field, he not go to walk in the field, he is person not connect to giborei koach, oseh dvaro, naaseh, lishmo bekol dvaro, nishma. And we can learn from this farmer, but we can pick one mitzvah, and to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this mitzvah, we will try to do the best. We cannot promise, but we'll try to do the best to keep this mitzvah in level of Naaseh V'Nishma. I like, I don't like his work, his not work, his comfortable, not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this we do in any situation. This is what Chazal come and teach us. 17 betamuz mutal tamid. It's not only Korban Tamid stop in this day. Tamid is concept. What is a concept? Come and teach us. Nase. Ubirachticha b'chol asher ta'ase. Kodesh Baruch Hu say to us. When we elevate Ichud Hashem, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every time we need to watch and to look and to see what He wants for us. For sure we cannot know, but we can take some lesson to us. Look what happened in the last few months. Look what happened. Lag BaOmer in Miron, big tragedy. Karlin, all the branches collapse. Terribly what happened. Yirachem Hashem in Shavuos. Look what happened in Italy. What family die. Everything collapse. Look what happened in Miami. It's in many aspects. We see around us again and again. It's collapse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows this to us, not anybody else. Also in Yerushalayim, close to Shaar HaTzedek Hospital. Thank God, nobody died. But the land come open and 5-6 cars inside. Thank God nobody stay in the car. But look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to us what He really want to us. Hakol mitmotet, everything is collapse. You know what He want for us. What I say to myself, we need to build. To build. He show us, He really want what to build. Relationship ben Odom lechaveiro. To say to somebody, wow, Shalom Aleichem, good morning. What you say is great. Your suit is nice. What the way are you? To smile to people, uleven shinai michalav, to build, to give to people to feel the important, to give to people to feel what they do is great, is good. Any type. Sometimes it takes us 2 minutes, we can make the day from other people. We do this all the time with our children. We motivate them, we give them compliment, we give them excitement about what they do. We can do this also with people around us. In many circles, close and far, in work, in the street, in the shul, in the community, in any way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you show us everything around is collapse. We go to build. To build. First level, Klal Gadol Batorah Ve'avta Lerecha Kamocha. To elevate this. How we elevate when we understand Shema Yisrael Ichud Hashem. Everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not headline in the newspaper. It's not one not related to each other. Kodesh Baruch Hu shows this to us in short time, again and again, in many ways. It means he really wants one aspect, obviously. I say this to myself. Raise, build. Everything was destroyed, make this much bigger. How we can much bigger in these days? Days between Shiva Asa Betamuz to Tisha B'Av. These days is unique days, more, Chazal say, more from any other days in the year, what we can elevate our ambition, our excitement, our motivation. To show we not despise potential. Not by Ma'asu Be'eretz Chamda. These days, Chazal say, after peace, said days, Midat HaRachamim, in these days, is bigger, similar to Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. And HaRizal says this to us in so nice way. HaRizal come and say, every day when we say, Baruch Atah Hashem again Avraham, we need to have Kavana on the first Baruch of 18. If you not have Kavana, we not go back. Why we not go back? Because probably in second time also we not have Kavana. But to try the best, only to Mechaven, Baruch Atah Hashem again Avraham. What does it mean Hashem? Yud Kei Vavkei. Yud Kei Vavkei is Midat HaRachamim. Come HaRizal and say, also to sing about the letters between Yud Kei Vavkei. Letter between Yud is Tet. Letter between A is Dalet. Tad. Tet Dalet. Letter before Vav is A. Before Hey is Dalet. Tadad. The letters between, the letter before Yud Kei Vavkei. Tadad. What does it mean Tadad? Tad is 13. Had A Dalet is 9. 13 days between Shiva Asa Betamuz and Rosh Chodesh Av. 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av to Tisha B'Av. 13 midot shel rachamim, what we say today in Slichot, Moshe Rabbeinu say after Chet HaEgel. 9 midot of rachamim, what Moshe Rabbeinu say after Chet HaMeraglim. It means these days what we need to meore rachamim. If you give gift to somebody, who enjoy? The person would get and person would give. But if father punish his son, he not feel happy. He have more rachamim. He does this because he feels this way to wake him up sometimes. But he really like him. He really like him. And this is what we need. And when we take this kind of aspect, this is special days what can elevate our potential. And this is special days what we really, days of Rachamim, is we will zoche mirtze Hashem. All the days will change to sason v'simcha. Because we will accept all our tefillot. And from ben ha-meitzarim, from tani meitzarim, we will go to nachalab li-meitzarim, to faratzta, yama, v'kedma, tzafona, v'negba. נברכו בך כל משפחות האדמה ובזרעך, הקדוש ברוך הוא and extend our borders, and we will zoche to good news, מתוך בריאות, מתוך ברכה, ומתוך שמחה.